Thanks very much, Kim Gordon. Steve Bertrand here. It is the Wintrust Business Lunch, a Wednesday afternoon in the Allstate Showcase Studio. It's Wednesday. That means Terry Savage joins us, as she does most Wednesday afternoons. And I've got to say, Terry is, I said during the crosstalk with Bill and Wendy, you are beside yourself with something you've discovered today.
I have. This is a new story. It hasn't been in the papers yet. I'm sure it will make it. And you'll hear it here first. And I'm going to show you how you can get up to $20,850 free to buy a home.
So if you're in the market for a home.
Yeah, if you're in the market for a home, you know someone who is. Now, you know me. This is Terry Savage. My motto is anything too good to be true can't possibly be true.
Free money is the money.
This down. When I'm finished saying all this and you're going, what did she say? As soon as I get back to my office, because this just came to me this morning, I will write it up and post it at terrysavage.com.
I like this. This is the second time, I think, in a month where you've given us the story before you put it in your column.
This is so brand new. Now, look, this story was given to me first credit where it's due, and I'll give you his phone number later, by Dan Shukazian of Pearl Mortgage. They're one of the city's largest mortgage brokers, and he's always helped me with my VA columns. He's a great guy. It turns out that there was a large bank in town, Associated Bank, that in order to comply with its Community Reinvestment Act obligations, is now going to give out free money. I'll give you the catches in a moment. Free money up to 5% of the mortgage loan amount with a maximum of $20,850 free money. Totally free. Doesn't have to be repaid. It's a grant that's immediately forgiven. Okay, there are no income restrictions, so it's not just for poor people. The mortgage brokers like Pearl Mortgage, and I don't have, wouldn't give me the full list of those that will have it, but Pearl is already starting to do this as of yesterday. They will require a credit score, so you can't be a total deadbeat. Don't have that specific number. It has to be a primary residence, and it has to be, now remember, this is to enable the bank to meet its requirements that it lend in all parts of the community.
Tell me about that a little bit. That's like a community responsibility.
Right. So they signed an agreement with the government to provide money for there's no amount on the mortgage. It could be a large mortgage. They'll give you up to 5% to a max of $20,850. So it could be an expensive home. It's not like if you have five, they'll give you five. They will give you up to 5% of the amount you are borrowing. The home has to be in something called a census tract, okay, that has, it's not about the price of the homes in the tract. It's about the number of minorities, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, living in that census tract.
French Canadian, probably not.
If they're living here, yeah. So the point is that you have to be buying a home in one of these geographic areas. This applies to the following counties in Illinois: Cook, DuPage, DeKalb, Kane, and Lake. In Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Kenosha, and Racine counties. And you're going to have to call Dan or one of these other mortgage brokers to say, hey, I've been looking to buy a home at 1246 Oak Street in wherever it is. Would that census tract qualify? I pretty well know, because my eyes are open, that that's an area where a lot of Hispanics live or a lot of African Americans.
Sure. Or mixed race area, right.
Then, this is first come, first served.
Well, I was going to say, do you know the size of the pot of money?
I'm not a positive, but it's probably in the area of $10 million to give out. It's not a small amount. I mean, at $20,000.
A lot of 20,000s, yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of families. Now, suppose you've only saved $4,000. You have good credit. You have, you have income. You have a job. I mean, they're not just giving it to people out in the street. You need to call and say, you mean if I put down, say, $5,000, you're going to give me on a $200,000 mortgage, you're going to give me, let's say the house is $205,000. You saved up $5,000. And so, therefore, you need to borrow $200,000. 5% of $200,000 is $10,000, if my master's doing right. They're going to give you $10,000?
You don't believe this.
I can just see it
on your face.
I checked it out with all the appropriate people. So now let me back up again. Everybody who just tuned in and is getting into a car crash, let's start over. I'm going to give you Pearl Mortgage, Dan Chukasian's number. Write this down. I'll put it up on a column at TerrySavage.com. 312-376-2215. 312-376-2215. Dan Chukasian will give you the details and let you know if the house you want to buy is in one of the census tracts that is approved for this deal. Again, the deal is 5% of the loan amount, maximum $20,850. They're literally going to give you. There are no, there are no income restrictions on this. On top of this, you're going to have to pay your mortgage. And if you don't have 20%, let me just give you this point. If you don't have 20%, you're paying PMI. You can be sure the mortgage interest rate is going to be a little higher than it would be if you had 20% sure. down and weren't taking this grant. But it is a way in. And suppose, I ask this, suppose you'd save 15% and they gave you enough money so that now you have 20% equity, then you don't have PMI.
So you can take the grant and get rid of the PMI.
You could get, depending on how much you have for down payment and how much you get for the grant, you could actually, it could be a real bonus because you could do away with the PMI. No income levels, no other restrictions, except it's got to be a home in this area.
All right, that's Terry Savage, and, well, maybe you can buy yourself a house for Christmas. There'll be more information coming up at TerrySavage.com, and once you put that out, I'll put it on my Facebook and tweet it out as well.
Perfect, good.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk to you about the big OPEC meeting that took place overseas last night. The incoming nominee for Treasury Secretary spoke this morning as well. So all that next on the Business Lunch. 22, you're listening to the Wintrust Business Lunch here on 720 WGN. Terry Savage is in the studio. Terry's not the only one in the studio. Gary and Kathy Glowatz are here as well. Terry, you met them earlier. Gary and Kathy.
They've been traveling with you.
They did. They went to Scotland, and they went to Prague with me, and then they're going to go to Iceland in the spring, and I looked out the window, and there they were, so they came in to warm up.
I love it. Oh, you mean you didn't plan this?
No, not at all. No, they were just outside walking along the studio.
I love it. How to get a date with Steve Bertrand here in the window.
You know, since they're here, I should tell them, too. Kathy and Judy are going to do a trip to Provence in May, and they just announced it. So I don't know if it's even being advertised yet, but you can get information at SteveBertrandTravel.com. Or call me at 847-606-6065, and I'll send you to France with Kathy and Judy.
Oh, that'll be fun. I think I have to go with them.
Okay, so let's talk jobs because the December jobs report comes out on Friday. The ADP report always comes out a couple of days ahead, right? Big numbers.
There is just a slew of good economic numbers. Now, looking at the stock market, the Dow's up, 72 points now, 19,194. I never thought I'd say that in my lifetime, you know, because I started reporting on it when the Dow was about 1,000. The market has had such good economic news. We had consumer confidence back to pre-financial crisis levels in 2007. We've had low energy prices, except we'll talk about the OPEC deal. The job number this morning, ADP is are the people that write the payroll checks. And some trust their surveys even more than the government because they see the money going out.
Did you mention GDP, too?
And GDP was a surprise, over 3% for the third quarter, finally. This economy all of a sudden is starting to cook. You can't give anyone political credit or blame, but consumers seem to be pretty happy. And that's part of what pushes the stock market up. It's a reflection of good business.
We're just learning the Tribune is reporting that Donald Trump will be tomorrow, about a quarter mile from us. He's going to come to Chicago.
And check out his building?
He's going to stay in Trump Tower. I'm sure, the government gets a break, right, if they stay.
Yeah, but we pay for the Secret Service or whatever.
But the Trib is saying he's going to be here Thursday through Saturday. Now, I know he's doing the carrier announcement in Indiana. He's got an event in Cincinnati, so maybe he's going to use Chicago as a hopping-off point. I don't know.
It's very interesting, the carrier announcement.
What's going on there?
So you know what? Arm twisting went on. He walked out on a plank, and Carrier decided that he's the president now. And you've seen lots of stories where companies, no matter what political party the president was, did things to what's the best words, curry favor. And I don't know whether it'd be interesting to see whether he promised any subsidies, any infrastructure around their plant or something else
right.
that made it suddenly seem sensible to keep the jobs in Indiana. But bravo for American jobs.
Well, and you know, it's in Indiana. The vice president-elect is still the
Indiana.
Governor of Indiana. So
hey, we had a president well. That was from Illinois.
Yeah.
You know,
we got some stuff. Yeah, and good for him. And, you know, there's got to be something in exchange, you would think. And so there are some reports that it might be pay cuts for these workers. But I would imagine if you're faced with losing your job or taking a pay cut, you will... A pay cut's a better choice there.
Yeah, we're having a lot of pressure in a lot of industries about the $15 minimum wage. That's not a typical Republican platform. The argument there is you raise the minimum wage high enough and you keep people from getting jobs. That's something that economists can debate all day and all night long. The point being, though, that we really do need jobs. And whether it's arm-twisting and currying favor or whatever, the fact that we would keep jobs here is a real positive thing for the economy. The other big news headlines today is the potential Treasury, the Treasury Secretary, talking about the fact that his top priority is tax cuts for everyone. I mean, this is the stuff that
everyone,
stock market
or did he
likes.
Say not the upper?
Well, he just actually came out and clarified and said not for the very top 1%. I just saw that. I haven't read that article yet. Hey, we've got a Deputy Commerce Secretary.
Todd Ricketts.
Yes, exactly.
Out of Chicago. Okay.
So one thing you could say, it isn't boring.
It is not boring, and it's not predictable. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
Every time you think you've got something figured out, just wait, because it's wrong. You're going to be wrong.
Exactly.
We got to run, but tell me again about this
deal. Okay, I just want to remind you again, there's a new program out that gives you a free grant for down payment money up to 5% of the loan amount, no matter what you're putting in, a maximum of $20,850, no income restrictions, you have to have a good credit score, has to be a primary residence, and that residence has to be in a census tract where it will do the most good, where there's a majority of minority people living there. For more information, I'm going to post something at terrysavage.com. I'm going to give you the direct number of the guy that has always been my great mortgage guy, helping me with stories, Dan Chukasian at Pearl Mortgage, 312-376-2215. Dan, I hope you're swamped. 312-376-2215. First come, first serve. Now, it's not going to all run out this weekend, but if you want to buy a house and you have just a little money to put down, they might give you enough to make your dream a reality.
All right, check it out at terrysavage.com a little bit later. I'll tweet it out, put it on Facebook as well.
Great
to see you. We'll talk again in a week or so.
Absolutely.
It's the Business Lunch on 720 WGN. Thanks very much, Kim Gordon. Steve Bertrand here. It is the Business Lunch on 720 WGN. Glad you're listening, and hope you'll follow me on Twitter at Steve Bertrand or on Facebook at Steve Bertrand. Or I got to make that a public page. I apologize. People have been friending me, and I can't accept anymore. So I'm working on that. That's going to be a project this month. But you can also follow me at Steve Bertrand Travel on Facebook. So that page is available. Coming up later in the program, Shar Schoenbach will be here. She's an Allstate agent, has been for almost 30 years up on the north side. And we'll talk about different things you can do this winter to keep your home safe. But first, Frank Sennett from Crane Chicago Business is on a phone line. Frank, welcome to the Business Lunch. How are you, buddy?
Thanks, Steve. Glad to be here.
You bet. Okay, so a number of things I want to talk about. One is Next Restaurant. That's fascinating to me. I don't know too much about it. But first, let's talk about all those people from St. Charles who are going to pay extra tolls to come in and eat at Next Restaurant. What's this with turning the toll, the Ike, into a tollway system?
Yeah, so there's a movement afoot from the state to not only add a toll lane on parts of the Stevenson in the middle of the road, but if that's successful, to then do that on the Eisenhower. May become a few years down the road, a part toll, part free expressway. So you would have the option, as you looked at, you know, the always delightful traffic on the Ike, to say, well, would I want to pay, you know, whatever it is, a buck, say, to be home slightly faster, or do I want to just battle it out on the existing lane? So pretty interesting concept on the Stevenson proposal. They've already got the federal government approval, and it's waiting for a General Assembly sign-off, but that's part of the feud between Michael Madigan, the House Speaker, and Governor Rauner. So who knows when and if that's going to come to pass.
Well, you talk about the haves and the have-nots then. You're going to have people who are ponying up cash to drive past the people who don't have the cash to pay it?
Yeah, they're going to be waving their gray poupon out the window. and
well, it'd be interesting to see because if there's just one lane, I mean, it seems to me that there are going to be a lot more people willing to pay a buck to avoid the slower traffic, that the faster traffic lane might end up slower than the slower traffic lane.
It's like you have to apply game theory, you know. Is it going to be something that's going to actually slow me down? And that's going to be the worst if you do pay for the toll in the toll lane and you get there slower than if you had gone for free.
and the people in the other lanes are waving their Plockmans at you. All right, so that's a done deal, right? It's going to happen on the Stevenson. They're already working on that?
It looks like they are going to happen. It's going to happen on the Stevenson. It still does need to get the approval from the assembly, but it is, you know, plans are in place. Federal approval has been granted on environmental sign-off. There are 18 bidding groups, including several major international firms that have told the state that they want to do the job.
And they're watching,
that could be in the next couple of years.
Watching the Stevenson and going to school on that a little bit before they jump in too much on the Eisenhower.
Exactly. They want to learn from that, and they say that the pilot program to let buses go on the Stevenson in the side lanes there has been so successful that they may expand that to the Jane Addams Tollway, I-90 up there, and then the Edens as well. So the shoulders may be bus lanes from now on.
You know, Terry Savage was just in here. We're talking about the economy, the ADP jobs report, and there have been some home numbers coming out as well this week, and I know Dennis Rodkin wrote about that in Cranes. The numbers locally have been I think we're still, when you look nationally, not so good, but the numbers in the Chicago region have been going up in the past couple of months.
Yeah, so it depends on how you look at it. Like, there's so many things with numbers, right? So for locally, we in September had home values rise 4.3% compared with the same month in 2015, according to the S&P. And that is the biggest year-over increase since 2014. So that's really good. And it follows a very strong August as well. But as you say, Steve, nationally, we're not quite keeping pace. So we're well into a recovery phase. Nationally, home values rose in September 5.5%. So more than a full percentage point higher. And there are a lot of major cities that have fully recovered from the downturn. And meanwhile, in Chicago, September's values, even with that increase, were still almost 22% below their March 2007.
That is an amazing number, that the home values are almost 22% below their peak of, 2007. It's hard to imagine that.
Yeah, so we're still digging out of this. I mean, it was a deep hole, but so far so good. You know, we've had several months in a row of very solid, strong growth. And hopefully that'll continue for a while.
And these numbers come from the Case-Shiller report, which is monthly. And the thing I was talking about, you know, how we, in a way, are lagging. They look at 20 cities across the country. So Chicago's numbers are better than Chicago's numbers were, but they're only better nationally than New York, Washington, D.C., or Cleveland's numbers. So we still are the back of the track when it comes to this recovery.
And there's some real supercharged cities. Seattle's up 11% last month, Portland 11%. So you're seeing some real strong pockets. And then there are still some, you know, Las Vegas, Phoenix, Miami, Tampa area. They were even in the deeper hole than us, and so they're still digging out. So it's really haves and have-nots. But the good news is, if you're a buyer, you know, you're not in an overheated buyer's market. So
right. There's,
you know, a little hope for the sellers and still not a horrible market for buyers. So maybe it's not so bad.
You brought up Grey Poupon earlier. I know you are a fine diner, right?
That's right.
You actually are one of these guys. You have subscriptions at restaurants, don't you?
I am a season ticket holder of Next, yes.
Next, that's what we're talking about. I didn't realize, this is a little over my head because we're excited to where I live because we just got a Portillo's. So,
hey, I love Portillo's.
Next isn't quite in my world.
Cake shake, man.
This sounds fascinating to me where they've revealed their four menus for the year. Tell me a little bit about that and tell me how they're going to wrap up the year.
Yeah, so, okay, three menus, just to correct that.
Okay.
But they are doing quarterly, a new concept. They've been doing this for years, and this is, they do a big reveal around the holidays every year, and then they sell next year's subscriptions. And you can also go on to their reservation site and do, you know, piecemeal reservations as well. They've improved that over the years, but they're going to start with a tour of ancient Rome. They're going to look at a cookbook that was compiled in, it's so old they don't know exactly. It's either from the 4th or 5th century.
I love that.
And that cookbook was based on recipes from the 1st century. So it's going to be some ancient grains and some ancient, you know, meat preparations and fish, et cetera. And then if you watch their video on their Facebook page, most of the video is taken up with clips from films, because the second of their three is a Hollywood homage. And they've got clips from Big Night. They've got Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Ratatouille, Goodfellas, one of my all-time favorite scenes with the, you know, the prison cooking and Goodfellas. So who knows, you know, what kinds of inspiration they're going to take from that.
And then they
a little crazy.
And they wrap up the year with some of the best chefs in the world either coming to Chicago or offering dishes for their menu.
Yeah, they're going to contribute, right, to the 50 best restaurants list. Several of the chefs from that list are going to contribute menu items. And every year, their last menu of the year is their showstopper. This year, it's the French Laundry. That's running right now. I had that earlier this month, and that's where Chef Grant Achatz got his start, that really famed California, Northern California restaurant. He recreated some of the French Laundry dishes that he remembered from his earlier time there, and it's astonishing. I mean, the food is amazing. So this is going to be kind of like that, except, you know, not just from one restaurant, but from parts of, you know, the top 50. And so it's going to be, 11 Madison Park in New York. It's going to be, the UK. They're going to have a Clove Club. They're going to have all of these restaurants that you know, if you're a foodie, you kind of hear about and you think, well, if only I could get a plane ticket.
Yeah, I look forward to sitting down and breaking bread with you, Frank. I'll wait for that last menu the last quarter of next year.
Let's go, man.
All right. Nice to talk to you again.
Yes, thank you, Steve.
Do it again next week. You bet. Good to have you back. That's Frank Sennett. You can read more at chicagobusiness.com. Frank from Cranes. All right, we're going to take a break, come back, and talk a little bit about home safety and insurance over the winter. Thanks very much, Orion Samuelson. Steve Bertrand here. It is the Wintrust Business Lunch on 720 WGN. All right, seasons are changing. There are the different things to consider around the house in the winter. And, well, here we are in the Allstate Showcase studio, so why not talk to Allstate agent Shar Schoenbach? She is in the studio and has an agency on... Well, Shar, welcome to the Business Lunch.
Thank you.
Yeah, and
thank you for having me.
You're up on the north side, right?
I am.
What neighborhood?
Wrigley Field, Boys Town, Lakeview, yeah. Whatever you want to know it is.
So does being an agent vary in what you do at different parts of the city? Does that make sense? I mean, would you have a different business on the far northwest side or southwest side than you would around Wrigley or things like that?
Well, the clientele, in our area we have... several thousand condominiums, where in the suburban area, sure, far north or south, you probably have a lot more homes.
Right. And you've been doing this for 20...
Over 27 years.
27 yeah. years? Mm-hmm. And you started when you were 13?
Absolutely. Clearly. It's my 40th. How did you know?
What keeps you in it? What do you like about it?
I love helping people. I love helping people make their decisions, for their insurance, to protect their families, everything they work for. And I'm in an awesome area, very diverse. And I've been a pioneer in helping my community, especially the Boys Town area.
I used to walk right by your office because, well, it's been 30 years. So before you were in the business, I lived at Sheridan in Belmont, and the WGN studios at the time were at Western in Addison,
right.
California in Addison. So I would walk up Broadway to catch the Addison bus at Broadway and Addison every day. But you weren't there then.
No, I was 10. Remember, we discussed that
already. All right, let's talk about what to do in your house over the winter. Are there certain things? I mean, obviously, we were just talking about the fact that my carbon monoxide detector, one of them, went off in the middle of the night about a week or two ago and, you know, freaked everyone else out in the house. And it was just a battery situation. So I guess that's one of the things. Make sure your batteries are ready to go for the winter.
Absolutely. One area of caution is space heaters. They cause an awful lot of fires.
Right.
And about this time of year, people want to get them out because they can't maybe they're not feeling enough heat from whatever type of heating system they have. So, for example, we have them in my office, and I am emphatic about everybody making sure they are turned off at night, turned off and unplugged.
Well, that's the thing. So space heaters have become much better, right?
They have. They have that mechanism where even if they tip, it'll be okay. But I'm still extra cautious and would like everybody else right. to still be extra cautious.
And how about holiday lights and things like that? Now, we like to have living, burning candles on our Christmas tree. Good idea or bad, Char?
Well,
no?
As an insurance agent, I should tell you that I don't think it's a good idea.
No?
I myself don't do it. I have actually one candle, live candle in my living room just to have that holiday smell. But for my menorah for Hanukkah, it's electric, and I suggest that people get the... There's so many beautiful candles that they can buy that are battery-operated.
And also when it comes to cooking, a lot of people who aren't too accustomed to the kitchen maybe will be for the holiday season, and they should be aware of what dangers...
Well, you never want to leave your oven on and walk away. You never know what can happen. So my
Well, the turkey will cook. That's what will happen.
But it could get... overcooked,
okay,
and you know, I don't know what could happen
right.
after that. Another thing is a fire extinguisher. A lot of people keep them in the basement or in a garage, and they should have one under their sink.
And you know what else they should do? They should check those, because I ran into that a couple of years ago. I was dining in Wrigleyville. My kids called, and they said, hey, our house is on fire. The fire department's here, because we had some outside shingles. We had spontaneous combustion. Another thing for agents to talk about. But we had a fire extinguisher, but hadn't checked it in years and years, and turned out no one knew how to use it, and it was useless for us.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you need to have one. And have it checked
right.
regularly.
And I guess that's about all of it. We think it's good when we buy the carbon monoxide detector or smoke detector.
Exactly.
You got to be up to speed with them as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Char Schoenbach, thanks very much for coming by today. I appreciate
it. You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And next time I walk up and down, I'll stop by
Please
and say
Please stop
hi.
In and say hi.
It's the Business Lunch on 720 WGN.